We invite you to tune in to our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, The Meek and His Inheritance. Today's meditation was written by Kanyansola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Matthew chapter 5, verse 5. Matthew 5, 5 reads, Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. I have just read from the King James Version. Darlene recently found out that Angela, a friend of hers in the church choir, was spreading false rumors about her. In fact, she would have not believed it if she had not heard Angela speaking to Mary in the church bathroom. Unbeknownst to them, she had quietly walked in as they were talking, even though Angela had tried to quickly change the topic. Darlene caught the beginning part of the gist. She was extremely hurt and was prepared to never speak to either of them again, especially Angela. But when she got home that afternoon, she remembered the memory verse from the Sunday school. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. All of a sudden, she broke down in tears and began to pray for God's grace to let go of this offense and forgive Angela and Mary. Although the way of meekness oftentimes can be painful, it is important to know that there is a hidden glory in offenses. According to 1 Corinthians 4:17, our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. In other words, meekness has its rewards in the kingdom of God. There is a future glory ahead of the meek in the age to come. When we decide to let go and let God, we not only entrust ourselves to God, but we are setting ourselves to reap eternal rewards promised by our Lord Himself. He said the meek will inherit the earth. This inheritance is not for this present age, but the age to come where God has promised that those who endure suffering on His account will reign with Him. See 2 Timothy 2, verse 12. It is important to keep your eyes on the prize if you want to pursue meekness. We are in this world, but not of this world. We may lose the fight now to win eternally and ultimately lay hold of our inheritance. Let's pray for God to rid us of all offenses and unforgiveness so that we may walk in meekness, a key to authority and stature in the age to come. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Job 27 to 28. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Job 27:28.
And Job continued his discourse.
As surely as God lives, who has denied me justice, the Almighty who has made my life bitter, as long as I have life within me, the breath of God in my nostrils, my lips will not say anything wicked, and my tongue will not utter lies. I will never admit you are in the right till I die. I will not deny my integrity. I will maintain my innocence and never let go of it. My conscience will not reproach me as long as I live. May my enemies be like the wicked, my adversaries like the unjust. For what hope have the godless when they are cut off, when God takes away their life? Does God listen to their cry when distress comes upon them? Will they find delight in the Almighty? Will they call on God at all times? I will teach you about the power of God. The ways of the Almighty I will not conceal. You have all seen this yourselves. Why then this meaningless talk? Here is the fate God allots to the wicked, the heritage a ruthless man receives from the Almighty. However many his children, their fate is a sword. His offspring will never have enough to eat. The plague will bury those who survive him, and their widows will not weep for them. Though he heaps up silver like dust and clothes like piles of clay, what he lays up the righteous will wear, and the innocent will divide his silver. The house he builds is like a moth's cocoon, like a hut made by a watchman. He lies down wealthy, but will do so no more. When he opens his eyes, all is gone. Terrors overtake him like a flood. A tempest snatches him away in the night. The east wind carries him off, and he is gone. It sweeps him out of his place. It hurls itself against him without mercy as he flees headlong from its power. It claps his hands in derision and hisses them out of their place. There is a mine for silver, and a place where gold is refined. Iron is taken from the earth, and copper is smelted from ore. Miners put an end to the darkness. They search out the farthest recesses for ore in the blackest darkness. Far from human dwellings, they cut a shaft, in places untouched by human feet. Far from other people, they dangle and sway. The earth from which food comes is transformed below as by fire. Lapis lazuli comes from its rocks, and its dust contains nuggets of gold. No bird of prey knows that hidden path. No falcon's eye has seen it. Proud beasts do not set foot on it, and no lion prowls there. The miner's hands assault the flinty rock and lay bare the roots of the mountains and tunnel through the rock. Their eyes see all its treasures. They search the sources of the rivers and bring hidden things to light. But where can wisdom be found? Where does understanding dwell? No mortal comprehends its worth. It cannot be found in the land of the living. The deep says, it is not in me. The sea says, it is not with me. It cannot be bought with the finest gold, nor can its price be weighed out in silver. It cannot be bought with the gold of Ophir, with precious onyx or lapis lazuli. Neither gold nor crystal can compare with it, nor can it be had for jewels of gold. Coral and jasper are not worthy of mention. The price of wisdom is beyond rubies. The topaz of Kush cannot compare with it. It cannot be bought with pure gold. Where then does wisdom come from? Where does understanding dwell? It is hidden from the eyes of every living thing, concealed even from the birds in the sky. Destruction and death say only a rumor of it has reached our ears. God understands the way to it, and he alone knows where it dwells. For he views the ends of the earth and sees everything under the heavens. When he established the force of the wind and measured out the waters, when he made a decree for the rain and a path for the thunderstorm, then he looked at wisdom and appraised it. He confirmed it and tested it. And he said to the human race, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to shun evil is understanding.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.